greasy nipples.
Tonight for sure, tell us how you do.
Jack Mangan. An episode of Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. An episode of Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Coming up. Hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 197. Yes, 197. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, and I am made from glued together pipe cleaners, cardboard toilet paper tubes, googly eyes, and orange yarn hair. This episode is following up on our... We never really had a great name for it. Zitherpalooza? We talked about the film The Third Man from 1949. This episode will have some more stuff from that, some Third Man hangover, Palooza hangover stuff, and then some more just kind of nothing content. We have the first half Earbuds selection. It's not a full one, because they didn't cover both songs yet, but we have the first half Earbuds selection. We have some odes, and, you know, it's just back to the standard deadpan show about nothing.
I think I can sum up the show for you with one word. Nothing. Nothing? Nothing.
But all right, without further intro babble ado, let's get on with the show about nothing.
There are so many things to do in summer. Vacations, house cleaning, watching yet more disappointing Hollywood flicks. Why not spend some time with a great book? Or maybe write a great book yourself. August 2010, Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing is back.
Well, we finally made it happen, Sean.
It can be an ongoing source of inspiration and a continuing challenge.
Now featuring a full staff of correspondents and reviewers, join us this August for exclusive coverage from Comic-Con International, the World Fantasy Convention, and the Campbell Awards, and other events around the country, as we bring you best-selling authors, editors, artists, publishers, and new writers you need to know about. We'll also feature regular book reviews, videos, writing tips, and up-to-date publishing news. So don't waste your summer with books that leave you used and abused. Join us for fabulous reading with great writers. Subscribe today and settle down for a summer that brings back the Parsec Award-winning podcast like never before at AdventuresInSciFiPublishing.com. That's AdventuresInSciFiPublishing.com.
Jackman gets deadpan!
Hello, Deadpan. Just a Joe here, and I've got one of those annoying head colds that has given me the Barry White voice. So, I thought I'd have some fun with it. Why not? Bo-dum, bom, 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 bo-dum, bo-dum, bom, 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 bo-dum, bo-dum, bom, 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 bo-dum, bo-dum, bom, 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 boom, 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 bodo. All my friends know the low rider.
Boom, 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 boom.
The low rider is a little higher.
Boom, 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 bodo.
Low rider drives a little slower.
Boom, 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 bodo.
Low rider is a real goer.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Retro, and this is my belated review of The Third Man. I actually had never heard of this film before. I kind of walked into it blind, and then having watched it, I noticed I sort of felt the same way I did after seeing Citizen Kane for the first time. That is, everybody talks about how great Citizen Kane is, and so I basically watched it as just kind of for the experience of having watched it, so you could say, yes, I've watched Citizen Kane. And I kind of came away with the same feeling having watched Third Man as I did with Citizen Kane, and that is I definitely noticed the cutting-edge film techniques. There's a lot of psychological play going on in both films. But at the same time, the characters don't really... they're not very sympathetic characters in either movie. And so I kind of felt like I couldn't really relate to what was going on. And I think that kind of took some of the enjoyment out of the film for me. However, having watched The Third Man, I have to say that there are definitely some flashes of brilliance that happen. There's, of course, the interesting sort of the interesting nature of evil. That is, evil isn't necessarily a robber or a murderer. You know, evil could be very charming and complimentary and could kind of get up close to you and flatter you and kind of charm you and at the same time be, you know, totally immoral. And I think that was an interesting element of the film.
Ode to the Third Man. Oh, you piece of filmanic history, you. You start as a murder mystery wild. Like any good movie, there's a twist or two. And the main character, he starts to get riled. The officer says, "Get on the plane!" Our hero says, "No, not me, man." The officer says, "You're becoming a pain." Our hero says, "But I'm looking for the third man." The female lead looks pretty and small. Our hero and she begins to talk. He says to her, "I think you're Harry's mall." "Let it go," she says. "His death makes me balk." "Oh, look, it's Harry. Orson Welles to you." "Oh, wasn't he handsome way back then? Oh, I think I'm just going to go look at pictures of a young Orson Welles now. Enjoy the movie. Bye."
Take a little trip. Take a little trip. Take a little trip and see. Take a little trip. Take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Smooth like butter, smooth like butter, smooth like butter, smooth like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
Really big things.
Smooth like butter, smooth like butter.
Deadpan.
Smooth like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
The other thing, I don't know if anybody else talked about it on the last show, but it seems to be there's a big theme of kind of, at least for American audiences, of xenophobia. That is to say, there's kind of a purposed, arrangement of people and place as to make, you know, like an American feel out of place. You know, everybody's talking in a different language. The music is kind of alien. There's, you know, people peering out of windows into the darkness at you. It's all very deliberately set up to kind of make you feel kind of isolated and out of place. And I think the film did that very well. I do think that the music score goes along to furthering that end. It's definitely a little grating, but it also picks up sort of the flavor of the area. One of the films that it reminded me of that used music in such a fashion was 12 Monkeys, where they have a sort of a similar kind of offbeat score that plays throughout the entire movie. But in a sense, I think 12 Monkeys pulled it off a little bit better than the third man did.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Pop in your earbuds.
Hey there, Deadpan. This is the Energizer Bunny. And my earbud partner is the wonderful Dan Schrepp. Sorry, Michelle, but he's mine for a few minutes anyways. For this earbud, I have chosen Neither Can I by Slash's Snake Pit from the album It's 5 o'clock Somewhere. I know a few people probably expected me to choose a certain very Disturbing Monkeys song, but this is actually my favorite piece of music. Why is it my favorite piece of music? I really can't give you an answer. If you listen to it, it's a very depressing piece of music. It's about someone who's committing suicide, so it's not a nice, upbeat song. But there's just something about it that I like. It's got a very bluesy feel to it, and, well, you can never go wrong with Slash, let's face it. So, this is my piece. Can't really tell you why, except that it makes me feel good. And I hope Dan enjoys it. Thanks.
Hey Jack and everyone, this is Dan Schrett, and I am calling in with my contribution to Earbuds Redux. And first, let me talk about the song that the Energizer Bunnies sent me, which was Neither Can I, which I've got to say is the loudest blues song I've ever heard. The great thing about this song was, at first, it was like I could tell it was heavy with Slash's riff, but it gets into this blues jive. It was awesome. It was great. And the lyrics are, you know, depressing but real. And then the guy starts screaming, and it's like, okay, it's definitely heavy metal. But I love the fact that Slash has done blues stuff before. I was aware of Slash's Blues Ball, so hearing this was really cool. I'm glad to see he had a lot more blues work out there. I have not listened to the rest of this album, this first Slash's Snake Pit album, but I'm definitely going to get the rest of it to listen. I am looking forward to hearing Energizer Bunny's take on this song. I want to know if it's got a personal resonance or not. I have known people who have committed suicide, and I did tear up a little bit when I heard this song. And that's good, because whenever a song connects with me on an emotional level like that, I appreciate it that much more. It's not just a loud, screaming, life sucks song. There's a meaning to this, and we can't take it back, and neither can I. So, great lyrics, good music, I love it. And I'm definitely looking forward to more earbuds here with this, because this is going to be a lot of fun, I think. So that's my take on Neither Can I.
You are listening to the Deadpan Podcast. You are calm and relaxed. All tensions and excess excitability are draining from your body. You feel like leaving a comment on the Deadpan page or sending in a segment for the next Deadpan show. Now.
Hey, Deadpan. I was trying to choose hair from Orlando. I was trying to think of some things that I could list for everyone, and I thought I'd impress everyone with my tree spotting abilities. So, here goes. Let's see. Palm tree, palm tree, palm tree, not a palm tree, palm tree, palmetto brush, not a palm tree. Never mind.
Beady, beady, beady. What up, Jack?
Ba 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 bum 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 up.
Hey, Deadpan, this is Nomad Sky with some very, very delayed zitterpalooza thoughts. My 1.5 thoughts are that kid, yeah, he was kind of creepy for some reason, the way he was chatting opa opa opa. I don't know. That was it stood out to me as being a different tenor than the rest of the film. And my half a thought is that it was a very, very dark film. I was surprised by how dark it was. As in, I had trouble seeing large portions of it. I couldn't tell what was going on. It was just all black. And because I'm very, very late, I'm going to cheat just a little bit and kind of add comments to what other people have already said. Like the ambassador, Amy, this is the first time I've seen Orson Welles. I really wasn't very impressed. He didn't stand out particularly from any of the other actors. Everybody did a fine job, basically, I think is what I'm saying. I do get him confused with Brando, who I've also only seen one movie, that dreadful Island of Moloch movie. I don't remember who said it, but I also really liked the fact that there were no translations. I didn't need to know the stuff because Holly didn't know either. The two things that I really did like was the book ending, the way the beginning and ending were at the same place. That I appreciate that when it shows up in stories, and I like it when it's in a movie too. And I really like the sergeant. He was the best character in my opinion, even more memorable than the Wells character. I like the way he was dumb and wise at the same time. Like, you could tell he wasn't stupid because of the way the inspector, like, relied on him and trusted him. But he was kind of down to earth, and he was a good character. I liked him a lot. And that's all I've got for now. Well, that's all I've got, period. I'm kind of surprised at how much some people liked it, and kind of surprised about how much some people didn't like it. It was pretty much an even 3 for me. All right. That's for now. Bye.
I'm not sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I see a nipple.
The first comment of the week on the Deadpan Comments page. Venomon says, you put the lime in the coconut. Dot. Used Hair says, S, sorry to hear about your knee, hope it's better soon. Ed, sorry to hear about the sucky job, hope it's better soon. NS, sorry to hear about your sucky mobile carrier choice, hope it's better soon. J from S, sorry to hear about your bad joke, hope it's better soon. Lo, sorry to hear about your beer site overload, hope it's better soon. Lost Ralph, sorry, ellipsis, never mind. Retro says, thanks, Lo, have a balloon. SP says, you guys are nutty. I'm be-braced about my knee area and back at evil. Almost time for CCH. CJ says, Justin Bieber isn't so bad. Nomad Scry says, no rock and roll, Lo, because that's the devil's music. I'm watching you, Mangan, 0.0, and I'm not even going to mention Retro. The Energizer Bunny says, I think I'm tired of snow. And finally, Lost Ralph says, well, if all you have is the cold or flu, you wouldn't have been given antibiotics anyway. Probably don't want to even attempt to drink even one beer and drive while on the meds, though. Sage advice.
Hello, this is Curtin St. George. I listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast, so I don't have to kill people. You don't listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast? It's not healthy. Just saying, Deadpan is the way.
Hey, Deadpan, it's Used Hair calling from Orlando. You know, Central Florida is known for its many and various waterfowl and other such birds, so I figured I would list all the birds I see on my way home today. Let's see, there's a vulture, there's a vulture, there's a vulture, never mind.
Overall, I think this is a film that I kind of enjoyed in kind of in hindsight and considering its elements rather than as an ongoing experience watching it. If you're going to, well, the bad guys in this film, or in, if you're going to have a bad guy that you're going to get behind and kind of create, well, if you're going to have unsavory characters, but you're trying to make them intriguing in a sense, then there's always this kind of aha moment that happens. And that is like in like in the movie Seven, you know, Kevin Spacey's character kind of pulls one over on everybody at the end. And even though he's, you know, definitely an evil character, you kind of say, well, that was clever and it's interesting. And in something like The Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter, you know, he does the scene where he steals a guard's face and impersonates the guard, which was kind of, you know, what the hell is that, you know? And but in this movie, we have the character of Harry, and he's eluded kind of the top law enforcement, you know, all the way to the end. And then he sort of blindly walks right into a setup that is obvious to everybody except him. And that seemed a little kind of out of character for that particular person. So yeah. Overall, I give it, you know, 3 out of 5 stars. And hopefully everybody else took away something positive from it. And till next time, see you soon.
Low rider knows every street, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Low rider is the one to meet ya. Boom, 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 boom. Low rider, don't use no gas now. Boom, 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 boom. Low rider, don't drive too fast. Boom, 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 boom. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Ode to the Deadpan. Oh, you conglomeration of content, you.
That make us all smile and laugh.
It's true.
Music and contents of and earbuds abound.
And the comment board, we all hang around.
And then there's our host.
All handsome and tall.
Oh my. I've lost my train of thought.
Me too. Now all I've got is a picture of Jack in my head. We'll be in our bunks. Bye-bye.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way. PC Herring. Logging off.
Hey, Deadpan, this is the Energizer Bunny. Checking my levels. I can't do much because it's an internal mic. As per Retro's wish, I am recording just the first few minutes of Two Worlds 2. I'm obviously not going to record all umpteen hours it's going to be. Just downloaded the game. Double-clicking the icon now. Play. Yes, I want to play this game. Oh yeah, right. Steam's doing its performing its first time setup. This is really exciting, folks. Not really. Wonder how much of this I'm going to have to cut out. Can you hear my fan in the background? Can you hear me tapping my pen? For whatever reason, I like to tap a pen while I'm waiting. This is taking too long. Hurry it up. Sorry, Retro, I know this isn't very exciting. Hopefully Jack will split it up into a bajillion files, because right now, waiting is boring, so I'm going to hit pause for a minute.
And yes, we will hear the dramatic conclusion of Bunny playing her brand new game in next fun-filled, exciting episode of Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. That will actually be number 198. Bunny and CJ actually also deserve credit for that final ode a few minutes ago. And anyway, I want to thank everyone for contributing stuff to this episode. I want to thank everyone for sending in the earbud stuff that we have so far. Hopefully we'll get a couple of pairs for next week. If you need to send me files for earbuds or anything at all, the new phone number is 480-788-JMDP. That's 480-788-5637. And yes, I really do need to update the one on the website. in the sidebar, because that number is no good. Don't call that one anymore. You can also email me your audio files, as many people have already done. The email address is jack@jackmangan.com, or more excitingly, sphericaljackm@gmail.com. Seriously, either one's, they both go to the same place. Don't use my my old Yahoo account, by the way. I occasionally will check that and see somebody's email languishing at my harmonypatrician@yahoo.com email address. I really rarely check that. Anyway, not very riveting, is it? Let's get on to the last order of business. I know that this was the week that we were planning to shut down the Nine Inch Smurfs, but I am actually waiting on one last file. I have one last file. Well, actually, I'm waiting on your file, too, if you want to play and you haven't contributed. So there's yet another... fuck, the word escapes me because my mind is completely gone. Grace period. Thing. Fuck. Well, anyway, you have more time. I have a bass line coming in, and I have your hilarious idea to add to the Nine Inch Smurfs. And if you need a copy of the MP3 or any of the individual tracks, even, then... get in touch with me, and I will send you what I got. Thank you, everyone, for what you have sent already. It's just been absolutely wonderful, and I'm very happy with what we have and where it's going. And all right, you know, with that much hype, I guess I do have to play the current draft. So here it is, and you will probably hear it again in the next episode, although the next episode will have a bass line and possibly even more hilarious contributions or sublime contributions. So enjoy what DJ Utopia has done, and I'm not coming back after the smurfing. Good night, Smurfettes, honey.
If this creation of my sheer genius works, as it sure does, Rial, I'll be able to find those horrible little smurfs with no problem. It's ready, Azrael!
Smurficate you. You let me turn your skin blue. White hat and white pants shoes. I live inside a mushroom. The human wants to catch me. And his cat has real. The only thing that works for me. Help me to escape Gargamel. I wanna smurf you like an animal. I wanna smurf you from the inside. I wanna smurf you like I'm Gargamel. My whole existence is drawn. What time does my show come on? You can't stop my tiny village. That we sing. Papa Smurf says that you should smurf off. Papa Smurf knows everything. There's only one girl here. We all love Smurfette. She makes me smurfy.
Quiero esmerte como un animal. Quiero sentir desde el interior. Quiero esmerte como Gargamel. Toda mi existencia es errónea.
You can't resist a theme song.
Been Smurf hunting all day.
Come on, they have one female servicing a large group of males. That implies a species that lays eggs.
Smurfs don't lay eggs.
Something about Krishna. You know, with Smurfs being blue, kids see blue people. They like relate to Smurfs, and they relate to blue people when Krishna comes about. You know.
Only Smurfs are denied.
Inside the forest, below the trees, we're light blue Ewoks. We'll break your knees. Drink Smurfette's honey.
That implies a species that lays eggs.
From inside of her hive. I stay alive.